Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry, publisher and writer of the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the September 2010 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. During the next 20 minutes or so, I will be answering questions that you have submitted to me using the feedback form on the blog, as well as those that you have emailed to me. Here are answers to 12 of your recent questions. Thanks again for sending them to me. Roman asks, I was wondering if you know anything about SmartDraw. How does it stack up against its competitors? Price, value, ease of use, etc. I've used SmartDraw for years. As a business diagramming tool, I think it's terrific. It's designed with the average person in mind, which is good, with a fairly low learning curve and excellent ease of use. And it provides you with some very useful wizards that help you to build basic diagrams quickly. Yet, if you really want to build your own from scratch, you can do that too. The diversity of diagrams you can create with it is pretty impressive. Everything from a wealth of marketing diagrams and charts, to building floor plans and office layouts, to network diagrams and business process flows. I haven't looked at Visio, SmartDraw's main competition lately, but from what I understand, SmartDraw is still easier to use by comparison. The latest version is SmartDraw VP, which stands for Visual Processor, I believe. That was introduced just a few months ago, and it's available exclusively through the SmartDraw website for $197 US. I highly recommend it, and thanks for your question, Roman. Johan is looking for mind mapping software that will enable him to embed mathematical formulas into mind map topics. Does any program support this? Johan, I recommend that you take a look at MindView 3 Business Edition, which was formerly called OpenMind. It enables you to enter multiple types of numerical data on any of the branches of your mind map. And that allows you to display values such as sales numbers, costs, exchange rates, and more. You can enter formulas directly on the branches. You can type formulas in an intuitive manner using values and any of the standard mathematical operators. You can also use built-in functions like sum, AVG, or average, min, max, and count by selecting them from a drop-down list on the calculation pane of the program. It also gives you control over the formats in which the numbers are displayed, things like currency symbols, the number of decimal places that should be displayed, and more. I have a feeling this might be what you're looking for, Johan. Lawrence wants to know if any mind mapping software has the capability of creating a personal wiki view for organizing notes, and he offers this example of what he has in mind. Let's say I have a mind map with a main topic called topic and subtopics called A and B. A wiki view feature would render such a map as a page named topic with two hyperlinks named A and B naturally. Clicking on either one of the links would give you access to the children of those subtopics. I think that such a wiki map view would be better suited for mobile phone apps where the screen space is really limited. Have you seen this kind of functionality in a mind map? Lawrence, I did a bit of research on this, and I can't find anything that works exactly as you envision, but a couple things come close. Spinscape 2.0 is a powerful web-based mind mapping and information discovery tool, and that has a wiki view that behaves something like an expandable and collapsible outline. And you can check that out at www.spinscape.com. The other thing I experimented with before answering your question was Mind Manager's export to web page functionality. Now, what you were talking about was creating a separate page for each topic and interlinking them. But the way Mind Manager's export to web page functionality works is it creates a two-panel display in your browser. On the left panel is an expandable outline-based navigation panel. And then in the larger right-hand panel, you have the contents of individual map topics, and that could be things like notes and links. This somewhat duplicates the kind of functionality you might have seen in some wikis, and while it does treat each note of your map as a separate web page, it links them together a little differently than what you described. I actually like this approach a little better because it lets you see the forest and the trees at the same time. I hope this helps you, Lawrence, and thanks for your question. Lawrence also asks if I can recommend an Android app for mind mapping. I only know of a few mind mapping apps for Android at this time. I have a feeling like what you've seen in the iPod and iPad space that's going to be growing rapidly in the months ahead. But right now the two primary ones are ThinkingSpace and MindMap Memo. Unfortunately, because I don't own an Android smartphone, I can't provide you with any first-hand comments on how well they work. But if you Google those product names, you should be able to find their websites fairly easily, and I'm sure they're very low-cost apps, so you can afford to experiment a bit there. Next question. Cole is wondering if a mind mapping software program exists that can do the following. First, he needs to be able to assign a resource label and value pair, most importantly, cost and a dollar value, to individual mind map topics or nodes. In addition, he wants to have all of the values for matching labels roll up and otherwise be summed up to the value of the parent node's resource of the same label. There are several mind mapping programs that enable you to attach values to map branches. MindView is one, which I already described earlier. The other is MindManager. I believe MindManager rolls up due dates based on the duration of tasks contained in subtopics. I'm not sure if it can do that with value pairs, however. So if I were you, I'd start with MindView and see where that takes you, see if that meets your needs. And if anything, you may want to contact the developer to see if that's something that they could build into a future version for you. Cole also asks, what methods are there for converting Mind Manager maps into maps that are dynamically readable by anyone on the internet through their browser, besides its export to enhanced PDF viewer? Cole, I'm not aware of any other dynamic map export format from Mind Manager. The enhanced PDF viewer you refer to is basically a PDF that has been enhanced with Adobe's Flash functionality, and that's what gives you the ability to expand and contract map branches, click on links, and so forth. Other map exports, such as PDF and image exports, are not dynamic. In other words, in these formats, you can't really manipulate your mind maps the way you can in that enhanced PDF format. However, in the image map export, you can have Mind Manager hotspot any links, but that's the extent of its interactivity. In summary, then, the enhanced PDF format's the only dynamic map export format that Mind Manager currently offers. Jim asks, what are some tips and techniques that people use to roll over a to-do mind map from week to week? Jim uses a Mind Manager map to plan each week. Each week he makes a save as copy of his to-do file from the week before, and then he deletes branches that he had completed and adds new ones. But he reports that this approach has a couple of problems. The map tends to grow more and more unwieldy week after week, even as he accomplishes tasks and adds new ones. It just gets really complex. It's also subject to errors, especially if he accidentally deletes branches. And if he wants to view the history of his to-do lists, he has to open up a lot of archived maps. Jim, as I thought about your question, I realized, why not just keep your to-do list only in one map and keep updating it week after week, rather than creating a new one each week based on the last? Treat your to-do list as a living organism. I think you should still do a weekly review, and that's going to facilitate the cleanup of old tasks and mentally prompt you to add new ones. I think that's a good discipline to get into, but I think only having one map and continuing to use that would be quite a bit more manageable, and it should save you some time and hassle. You can always create a floating topic that contains the current week's date and then just update that topic each week. And you could even create a topic that you could use to archive things that are done. So if you wanted to go back and look at that history, you know, maybe you could attach a little bit of metadata to it that says when it was completed and any other notes about it. So you always have that history, but it doesn't have to be in your face. It can be in a collapsed map branch. I hope that helps. Thanks for your question, Jim. Tim asks, a friend of mine some time ago said he saw an online mind mapping tool that was used more for networking people and branching out information about friends and contacts. In theory, that sounds like a pretty neat digital Rolodex of a sort on friends and business contacts. Do you know of any sort of mind mapping software that would accommodate this type of information? Tim, I have seen something recently that is focused on your Twitter followers and showing their interrelationships, but nothing specific to mind mapping. I don't know of anything that's purpose-built to help you maintain your lists of contacts in a mind map type format. But having said that, you certainly can do that in almost any mind mapping program by placing one contact in each node of your mind map and then using notes and links and so forth to add, you know, address and phone and email and other metadata. But that type of a mind map format would only show a one-to-many relationship, and it probably wouldn't replicate the complex types of relationships that people tend to have. Adrian asks, what's the best strategy or tool for managing multiple maps so that no maps drop off of your radar? And I'd be interested in hearing about the best map of maps solution. Adrian, many mind mapping programs enable you to link your maps together. And I think the key, though, is to actually create one master mind map and then generate submaps from it. You notice I said from it. In other words, your starting point is always your master map, and you command your master map to create a submap. That way you know they're always properly linked. Otherwise, you get into this kind of a situation. Let's say you created a new mind map to do planning for your department's latest project, but you got busy, and you forgot to open up your master map and add a link to it. Now you have a problem because it's an orphan map that when you open up your master map isn't immediately visible. You might forget about it, or you have to go through some extra steps to track it down. Some programs enable you to create new linked maps directly from the one on which you're working, and I think that's the way to go. For example, in Mind Manager, you simply select the topic that you want to serve as the top-level topic of the new submap, then you right-click and select the Send To command followed by New Linked Map. That topic and its subtopics are then moved to the new linked submap, but a link already connects the two. You don't have to worry about that. That link is automatically created. Like I said, I think that's the way to go. Next question. Al is looking for a mind mapping software program that can handle heavy-duty project management with support for Gantt charts and task dependencies, plus the ability to export maps to Microsoft Project. What's available? Al, I'm not as familiar with the Mac mind mapping programs as I should be, but to the best of my knowledge, there isn't one that does all these heavyweight project management things that you've described. Unfortunately, in the case of some of the developers, I mean, some of the programs are quite powerful for the Mac, but not necessarily so much in the project management sense. You might check out Novamind. That may have some of the functionality you're looking for. Also, ConceptDraw Mind Map. If you look at Mind Manager, however, a lot of people have been complaining that the Mac version just doesn't offer as much as the PC version does. David asks, I want to use Mind Manager to create standard Kellogg read sentence diagrams. This can be achieved manually, but I want to import a document and let Mind Manager do the hard work. Gee, David, I hope you're not a student trying to get out of doing some work here. Just kidding. But this is the standard type of sentence diagram that many of us did in grade school when we were learning grammar. To the best of my knowledge, there isn't a mind mapping program that does this for you. And I believe, if I recall correctly, that a lot of manual sentence diagramming is really contextual. What word is modifying another, for example? And I'm not really sure you could create a set of rules and conditions that would enable a piece of software to automatically parse and diagram sentences. Last question. I was in Visio yesterday and came across a brainstorming topic in the help file while I was trying to figure something out. The diagram resembled or reminded me of mind mapping. Have you ever tried to mind map in Visio or know of others' experiences? No, I haven't tried to do this in Visio. I did look at what Visio offers, though, so I could answer this question intelligently, and it appears to be fairly rudimentary mind mapping. You can use the program's brainstorming menu to automatically create connected topics and subtopics, but using this type of business diagramming and force-fitting it to do mind mapping has several potential disadvantages in my mind, however. First, in a mind map, as you add new content, the existing branches move out of the way to make space for them, and that happens automatically. But in a business diagramming program like Visio or SmartDraw, you probably need to move those overlapping topics manually, unless these programs have really come along a long way since the last time I looked at them. Secondly, mind mapping software usually allows you to attach a variety of assets to each topic, things like notes, icons, and file and web page links. This capability is lacking in programs like Visio and SmartDraw. Finally, if you're using Visio in a group brainstorming meeting, you need to be able to record multiple ideas quickly to keep up. Some of the leading mind mapping software programs enable this via brainstorming modes that make it possible to quickly add topics and subtopics using only the keyboard and hotkey commands. It doesn't look like Visio offers a special mode specifically for capturing ideas. You can add topics and subtopics in the normal way by clicking a button in the program's brainstorming toolbar or by using a right-click command. In any case, there isn't any such thing as a speed mapping mode that I can see in these diagramming packages that compares to what you can get in today's mind mapping software programs. Well, that's it for your questions. Thanks for another great set of them and for sending them to me. I look forward to talking to you next month. Please watch your email for a request for your next set of questions around mid-October. This has been Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software Blog signing off. See you on the blog.